Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.
The conditions of your mind dictate the conditions of your life.
It will transform your mindset.
Over the years, I have become intrigued and obsessed with the study of one of the most undervalued, underrated superpowers that exist in our world today. That is the study of the power of the mind. I don't think people really understand the power that they possess on a daily basis. It's a muscle that only needs to be exercised, and once exercised, its potential is limitless.
The late, great Muhammad Ali said, "If my mind can conceive it and my heart can believe it, then I can achieve it."
You have greatness inside you, let me tell you. Unlimited potential. But you have to train your mind. There's always going to be ups and downs in life, man. There's always going to be bumps in the road. Things that ain't going to go as planned. Unexpected stuff's going to happen. You're going to face some pain. You're going to face some tough times.
We will be lost, and we will be a victim to a mind that has been conditioned to focus on what is wrong, to focus on what is missing, to focus on what we haven't got. The time has come for you to wake up to the fact that your mind is the most incredible asset that you have been given. And it's either working against you or it's working for you.
It's about what you're made of, not your circumstances.
So maybe it's the right time for new goals. It's the right time to make a plan. It's the right time to become more accountable. It's the right time for change. That's what you want, isn't it? Change. So then let's get into it.
What's your mindset like? Are you the type to lose and go crawl in a hole? Are you the type to suffer a setback? Are you the type to suffer a failure and never ever try again? The great Pele said, "Success is no accident. It's hard work, it's perseverance, it's learning, it's studying, it's sacrifice, and most of all, it's love for what you're doing or what you're learning to do. Do you have the mindset of a champion? Because most people have the will to win, but few people have the will to prepare to win. See, it's the little things done consistently over and over again that prepare you to do the little things that lead to the big wins and the championship rings in the end. Champions, the true champions, never get bored with the fundamentals.
Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Your mindset is how you set your mind. And every single day, we have a choice to move forwards into growth or back into safety. So many people right now don't realize that our minds play tricks on us. Have you ever tried to go to sleep at night and your mind has been working overtime? Have you ever been walking down the street and thinking that someone is behind you? Our minds play tricks on us unless we make the conscious decision to develop a growth mindset.
So be deliberate. Be deliberate about your health. Move more often. Go to the gym. Go for a run. Stretch. Lift, because you are an athlete. Move every day. Be deliberate about your pursuit of learning. Think more carefully. Think more deeply. Study a few minutes longer. Try to see other points of view. Reflect on your actions and be deliberate about your learning. Be deliberate about your confidence. Walk into a room differently. Teach people how to treat you. Value yourself. Make better choices and stop the negative self-talk.
I used to wonder if mindset really mattered. I thought that success was all about talent and skill set, but I came to realize that someone who is great at what they do can quickly be bypassed by someone who is less talented but more confident. Remember this, confidence attracts, but unbelief repels.
In every arena. If you can see it in your mind, if you can believe it in your heart, and have the courage to speak it, then you can pull it into your reality. Whatever it is, your dream,
it's gonna break you. The secret is to work on your mindset daily. Work on the way that you see the world. Otherwise, you'll live your whole life seeing the world through someone else's eyes. You'll be a creature of circumstance. You'll be a victim of your life and not the master of it. Read books, listen to audios like this one. Start learning about why you do the things that you shouldn't do and why you don't do the things that you should. It's all because of the way that thing between your ears is wired. But know this, you're in control of rewiring it whenever you make the decision to do so. At any moment, you can take control back of your life and start creating a life that you deserve, not a life that someone else has paved out for you.
You can receive advice all day long. Many people do. They love being told what to do. They're hooked on new books, new ideas, new lists. They learn and learn and learn in all directions except the one that matters most, learning about themselves. There is no getting around this. It's hard to sustain new happiness without new awareness. You can go for the run. You can have the hard conversation. You can eat better food. You can wake up early, read at night. You can do it all. But does it make you happier? Deep down, long term, that's the metric. If it does, if you're happier, it's because you realize something new about yourself. The change was you. You recognized why your new habits shifted your outlook. It was about challenging your old mindset. If now is the time for change, make the change, but recognize what you are truly seeking. But where did the change start? It's always your mindset.
Deliberately replace those thoughts of hopelessness with motivation. Deliberately replace those thoughts of defeat with a drive to be better. Your mindset can deliver you a great life. So get to the business of deliberately leading it there.
It is time for you to tap into the interspace of your virtually unexplored and largely untapped mental potential. There are no limitations to those who believe and those who are willing to work for their dream. You have to be a visionary. In life, we don't get what we want. We get what we picture. You have to see past the pain of your present and into the possibility of your future. Until you picture it, you'll never experience it. Write it down on a piece of paper. Create a vision board. I don't know what your dream is. I don't know every gift that you carry. But if you set aside a short period of time each morning and each evening where you can listen intentionally to the message, then you can experience life-altering reality. And the moment that I accept reality, all of a sudden, everything changes. They say that life is a self-fulfilling prophecy, that 9 times out of 10, a person usually gets what they picture. If your mental expectancy is healthy and creative, your body will seek to display the general feeling with better health, energy, and a condition of well-being. The conditions of your mind dictate the conditions of your life. If you can picture it, you can experience it. By expecting the best as a way of life, you're preparing yourself physically as well as mentally for the demands of winning. It is time for you to master the conditions of your mind.
When you have the mindset of a champion, you wake up.
Thank you.
Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.